AMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Got it about 100% right, didn't we? No change to the OCR, and Adrian filled his ink bottles for some more money.
Yeah, he delivered, Governor Orr delivered the monetary policy statement yesterday. I have to say, amid greater interest than we've probably seen in a monetary policy statement for quite some time. As you said, mostly as expected, no change to the official cash rate. There would have been a big shock if they'd moved that. Just looking at the various aspects of it, we get the important policy assessment that was sort of headlined and led by quantitative easing, which we talked about QE yesterday. We're all experts now, Mike. You can't talk about sport, but what about that QE? Hey, what about that QE? We got a significant expansion of the large-scale asset purchase program. That's the mechanism through which the Reserve Bank delivers QE. So it's been upscaled from $33 billion to $60 billion, so it's a massive amount of QE. Look, they do in that policy assessment make the comment that the main support for the economy is fiscal policy. That's what we're getting today in the budget, but monetary policy provides significant support to that fiscal policy. So the two of them got to work together. There's the sobering comment that the balance of risks are to the downside, and that the bank will use other tools if needed and appropriate. So which was a nice sort of segue into negative interest rates. They're an option. But at this stage, that's the line. They are just the option. They do note that our big financial institutions are not operationally ready. In other words, the big banks can't sort of flick the switches to negative interest rates. They've got systems, issues, documentations. But I suspect that they've been directed to be ready just in case. A few sort of wider comments, I suppose. The Monetary Policy Committee, they looked at a number of scenarios. And given the uncertainty that's expected, this is, I suppose, the way that people are looking at the future now. They're looking at different scenarios. The one they're working to is the most optimistic. So they reiterating there that the downside risks, and that's consistent through the document. Quantitative easing, Mike, look, I said yesterday that it is working, and the Reserve Bank, particularly in the comments in the press, in the media questions afterwards, all confirmed that. And if you look at the term structure of interest rates, we call that the yield curve. The way the Reserve Bank is implementing QE is keeping that yield curve flat and low, and that's good. But here's the key point, and this is what makes it relevant to the general public, relevant to you and I. The Reserve Bank wants to see those gains passed on. They need to be passed on. That means lower retail rates, and it highlights the tricky question of sort of retail term deposits, because people that sort of survive off term deposit income in these questions, they often become the forgotten tribe. But if lending rates go down, so do term deposit rates. So QE, the benefits of QE need to be enjoyed by a wider group, and you get the currency down as well, which is good for exporters. So yep, good statement.
All right, budget today, there'll never be a bigger one.
There'll never be a bigger one. Live streamed again, I see, so you can sit back with your turmeric latte and enjoy the budget this afternoon, Mike. Yeah, jobs. Can it deliver? You do get two statements today. Just remember that. You get Treasury give the budget economic and fiscal update, and then the government gives the fiscal strategy report. So we get those forecasts. I do reflect on that, probably that overused statement. I do reflect on the journey. I mean, remember the announcement, only a few months back that we were going to have a $900 million deficit in the government books this year. That almost looks like a rounding error on the how much spending there's going to be over the next few years. So there's no real historical comparison for this sort of rapid deterioration in government accounts. So we're expecting large deficits, not just for 1 year, Mike, but probably running for 2 or 3 years. And remember that you've got a whole lot more spending, but in a slower economy, you've got less income as well. So, well, look, we've had some pre-announcements. You've got the $3.92 billion for DHBs, a sneaky little $70 million to racing and to keep us betting locally. Questions we ask, what's the bond tender program going to be? You know, $40 billion plus next year, but how long do they have to keep churning out that many bonds? Does it sort of come back? Some of those longer-term questions are too difficult to answer, because there is so much uncertainty over where we'll be in 12 months' time. How's the wage subsidy going to be handled? You've got a potential sort of second wave of unemployment when the initial 12 weeks runs out. The business loan schemes, they're not really working. Tax relief only works, Mike, if you think you're going to make a profit, doesn't it? Otherwise, what's the point? Where are they going on infrastructure projects? But most importantly, Mike, have they given any thought to an exit plan at this stage? You know, this is big structural spending, but it can't be permanent. There has to be an exit plan at some point. That's my thoughts.
But apart from that, Just another day.
Just take a breath.
What are the numbers?
Dow Jones, it's under a bit of pressure, actually. Jerome Powell giving them a bit of a reality check. The Dow Jones, 23,292, down 472 points, about 2%. 2806 on the S&P 500, 2.2%. And the NASDAQ, 8840, down 1.8%. FTSE 100, 5904, down 91. The Nikkei, 20267, down 100. The Shanghai Composite barely moved, 2898. The ASX 200 yesterday, they gained 19, closing at 5421. We lost 0.28% on the NZX 50 yesterday, 31 points, closing at 10,788. Bit of weakness in the currencies, 0.5993 against the US, 0.9291 Aussie, 0.5541 Euro, 0.4898 pounds, 64.14 yen, gold $1,711.26, Brent crude just dipping under the $30 mark, $29.30.
Hope you can find something to talk about tomorrow. We'll see how we go. Andrew Kelleher at jmiwealth.co.nz.